R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily groove that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect, support Lupus, radio blast ride. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute hit, they cruise Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the side radio.
Hey, this is Fifi Dobson, and you're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am Psy, your host. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate you. I got to give a warm shout out to my family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you're on Twitter and Instagram, by all means, follow your girl at I Am Psy. And also, like the Psy Effect fan page on Facebook. Google it, www.facebook.com/TheSciEffect. And also, for those iPhone users, I don't have my iPhone anymore. I went back to Android. But if you do have an iPhone, you can listen to The Psy Effect on iTunes. Isn't that cool? Tonight's guest is Canadian pop rock star, Fifi Dobson. Fifi has been doing her thing for a while, and she has a new single that she wants to share with the Psy Effect Radio Show. You can check some of Fifi's music out on YouTube. Man, her song Stuttering garnered over 6 million views. 6 million views! Some of us can barely get 100 views, okay? And she got 6 million views. Also, her song, which is one of my favorites, I love Stuttering too, because of that rock sound to it. But I love Take Me Away. That song is about 3-4 years old, and that has garnered over 2 million views. And tonight on the Psy Effect, Fifi is going to share her new song called Legacy. I'm going to chat with Fifi and see what else is going on with her. When can we expect the album? As well as, you know, some more information you may not have known about Miss Fifi Dobson. So don't go nowhere, because I'll be right back with Fifi Dobson right after this. This is the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hey, this is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy. You're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Miss Fifi Dobson. Welcome.
Hey.
Hey. Fifi, did you always know you wanted to entertain professionally?
Most definitely. That's all I ever seemed to gravitate towards ever since I was a little girl, ever since I could really remember, because, you know, obviously remembering most people, memories stop at some point and then start at some point. Mm-hmm. So since I can remember, I've been always standing up on coffee tables saying, watch me, I want to perform.
Your music has so much energy. That's why I love it so much. It has so much energy. It has a little rock. It has a little pop. It has a little soul. How would you describe your music to those who haven't heard it before?
I'd have to say, if I try to describe myself, I mean, it's hard to describe yourself. I mean, just even describing me as a human being is hard to do, you know, to anybody if I was to do that. But, I don't know. I mean, my music has honesty, and it's very raw and energetic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard. I mean, I don't know. I'm talking about some shit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have to say, my music's very emotional.
Your new single, Legacy, what or whom inspired it? I love the song, by the way.
Thank you very much. Well, I mean, for me, the whole album, you know, the album is called Firebird. The whole album is about rising from, you know, the flame, from the ashes of whatever has been holding me back in the past and keeping me from the time that I feel like I need to have. And so legacy is in my right feeling like, you know, it's time to leave my mark. But also it's about a relationship, you know. It's about the fact that, you know, someone has left this mark on your heart, or you leave this mark on them. You've left a legacy in this person's heart. And that you would do anything for this person, and they're going to know it because you're going to leave that legacy. Hey guys, this is Fifi Dobson, and this is my new single, Legacy, on the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Come for me.
Questions from your fans. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Where are some of your most favorite places around the world to travel?
Honestly, I mean, wherever there's really cool vintage stores, or there's a cool history, rock and roll history, you know, like for different reasons. Like, I love New York. I love the Chelsea Hotel. Like, I love CBGB. I mean, they're both down right now. I mean, CBGB is in its closing store now, and Chelsea Hotel is just, you know, in construction. But I love Seattle for reasons of Kurt Cobain. You know, I love L.A., Jim Morrison, the rock and roll culture there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of L.A. Just, I would never live there or nothing like that, because it's just a little bit not at my, I can't really keep up with it. But Nashville, I love Nashville because I live out there with my fiance, and I love Toronto because I live out there too, and I love the city, and it's where I'm from. you know, Paris. Yeah. I love the culture. I love the fashion. So there's different reasons for everything.
Do you play any instruments?
Yes, I play guitar and piano.
Okay. What other artists do you listen to, both past and present?
I listen to a lot of classic rock and roll. I just recently got into Patti Smith. I read her book, Just Kids, and then I saw her perform at Massey Hall, and she was amazing. I love The Kills. They're a band that I've seen many times, male and female performer.
Okay.
There's tons of bands that I love. I mean, an old school stuff like The Doors and Jimi Hendrix and Nirvana and Richard Bardot. And
okay.
I love a lot of stuff, but I'm an old school fanatic.
I can feel it. I can feel it. You like a little old soul.
I just always gravitated towards it.
What are some things you like to do outside of music when you're not recording?
I love to take photographs and draw and hang out with my baby, my boy, my baby meaning my fiancé. And I don't know, I just like to hang out with my dogs. I have two chihuahuas that I love.
Okay.
And I try to cook gluten-free, bake gluten-free desserts. It's doing good. I'm trying to figure out how to make the gluten-free donut. I'm jealous of that bakery Bunners on Junction because they're so good, and I want to learn how to make their donuts.
Ooh, when you find out, please tell me.
Yes, definitely.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
When are you guys getting married? Do you have any plans on a specific date yet?
We're talking about it. We'll know soon.
Is it going to be something extravagant or something like, you know, low-key family, you know, chill a little bit, and you guys?
Oh, we're going to rent out a circus. No. I'm not sure what we're going to do, you know. Like, we're really spontaneous. Well, he is. I'm not as spontaneous as he is, but we'll figure something out, you know. We're good that way. I don't know. I just know that I'm excited to marry him. That's all.
That's awesome. When you find your soulmate, you go for it.
Totally.
It's a beautiful thing. I've been with my husband for 22 years, so
that's
a beautiful
amazing
thing. Yes, yes. You know in your heart when you're marrying the right person. You know, no one can tell you anything.
It's a wicked feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Now, what are your favorite social media sites?
I love Instagram, actually. When I first got into it, I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And
right.
Recently, I really found an outlet for that with my poetry and taking black and whites. And I found a niche for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Found a new, like, a hobby, a new, I don't know, something in me creatively.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love your Instagram because it's so creative. And I was like, wow, how does she do that? That is so creative. I'm going to do one just like it. I like that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Now, someone wants to know, when you watch TV or do you watch television, what are your favorite shows to watch?
I love Family Feud with Steve Harvey.
Me too.
He is so retarded.
Yeah,
he's
he
so
is.
Funny. He cracks me up hard. And I watch, like, the marathon every night, like, 7 or 8 of them in a row. Like, I'm obsessed.
Hilarious. Someone wants to know, I think this is an indie artist. She wants to know, did you ever feel like giving up when you were pursuing your dreams? You know, sometimes in the music business it can get hectic. It's hard to get noticed sometimes. Did you ever have any feeling of giving up, and how did you overcome it if you did?
Most definitely I had those moments of, like, especially when I was younger, you know, in my early 20s, I really got confused as to not giving up on my, like, talent, not giving up on what I want to do, but giving up more on, like, on just the drama of it all. Like, like, I'm so over all this other bull, you know? Like, I just want to do what I love, and I don't want to feel like I'm being, like, knocked down. Like, I felt like I was being, like, cut down like a tree, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, but there's, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the fact where I grew up and I always had to fight my way out and get through things. I couldn't stop. And even though there were moments where I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, I never gave up.
Mm-hmm.
I never walked away, never decided to pursue something else, just kind of reevaluated everything and brought it back to, you know, the core element. Why am I doing this? Because I love it. All right,
right,
so if you love it, do it for the love, and then good things will come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What advice would you give to those that are in pursuit of the music business?
I would say, you know, make sure you really want this. You know, make sure that you're prepared for the good and the bad. Take the great with a grain of salt and take the bad with a grain of salt. And work hard. And my dad always says, do it at your best ability, you know, and I'd say that. Just go for it at your best ability and be patient because things take time.
Right. Great advice. Great advice. Now, in lieu of your single Legacy, mm-hmm. what would you like your legacy?
A few things, you know. I'd like to be known as somebody that got out of a really tough home and fought her way to be something and not let her environment control her. You know, I grew up in a really tough, abusive home.
Wow.
And I would say that. And I would also say, you know, someone that, you know, helped people with her art, you know.
You mentioned that you grew up in a tough, abusive home. Did that affect you any way in trusting and loving someone? You have a fiancé now, but before him, did that affect you as far as your relationships with people?
You know what's interesting? For me, no. And I know that story happens with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I know that with some of my friends and whatnot. For me, it was really weird. I think I lived in a bubble in the sense where even though I was going through whatever I was going through, I really made sure my heart wasn't jaded. I still prayed for love. I still gave it. You know, I'm naturally as a teenager, you're not always the best person in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But I never gave up on love, even though I never had it as a kid. And I'm not going to say I never had it. There were glimpses of moments where it was given to me, but it was never the foundation, especially when I got older. It was when I was little, but as I got older, it wasn't, like, I'd say older as in, like, 11 and up. It wasn't as prominent. So, yeah, no, I've tried very hard. I've been very conscious about not letting my love be jaded.
What would you advise? You have a lot of teenage girls that are following you and perhaps are going through what you went through growing up in an abusive household. Then what advice would you give to them to keep them inspired?
That we all, for love, I'd say that we're all meant for someone. Mm-hmm. And just because it doesn't work out with let's say, a sort of relationship, it doesn't work out, don't give up. And if you're not getting it from your mother or your father, don't worry. They're people too, and maybe they didn't get it from their mother or father. And try to find compassion, but don't give up on love.
Absolutely. And see, I grew up in an abusive household, and at 41, it took me years to understand, okay, my stepfather he's never been loved. He doesn't know how to love.
Right.
So, you know, it took me years to understand, so I definitely understand where you're coming from, and that's great advice to those who could be going through what you went through. And I wish you so much success. You are an amazing spirit. I love your music. I feel your energy. I feel your energy through your music. And that's a special thing because every artist isn't able to convey that type of energy. Cece, I hope you know and understand the gift that you have is special.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And I wish you much success. You're welcome back to come back on The Side Effect anytime. Can you give us a little sneak preview of what the next single will be? You know, we're trying to get some juicy stuff, you know.
I'm not really sure what the next single is going to be as of yet, honestly. But, you know, we did perform Charge, which is on the album. We performed Charge on Degrassi. So, I mean, if you want to get a sneak peek, you could probably mm-hmm. find that Degrassi episode. That was
okay.
The premiere episode of the season, so.
Nice. Okay, I'll definitely share that with the fans, and I'll tweet it Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for hanging out with me on the Psy Effect Radio Show tonight. If you're on Instagram and Twitter, follow your girl at I Am Psy. Also, like the Psy Effect Radio Show fan page on Facebook under The Psy Effect. And if you'd like to be a guest on the Psy Effect Radio Show, email me at info@thepsyeffectradioshow.com. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.